This episode of Clearview Today is brought to you by Le Bleu Ultra Pure Water. David, how many bottles of water do you think you drink a day?
Well, actually, I only drink Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew, Strawberry Yoo-Hoo, and the occasional Pepto-Bismol.
Flamin' Hot Mountain Dew? Do they even make that anymore?
Fun fact, no. I have to make my own with McDonald's Sprite, and you guessed it, Texas Pete.
I am genuinely horrified to hear that.
Me too.
You know, unlike other bottled waters, Le Bleu water only has two ingredients, hydrogen and oxygen. Nothing more, nothing less. Le Bleu's award-winning ultra-pure water is the result of their patent-pending five steps beyond Mother Nature process, which eliminates the inorganic materials and creates uniquely pure water, free of contaminants and perfectly balanced and fresh tasting.
And Le Bleu produces only the highest quality, ultra-pure bottled water on the market. You can get them in 1 liter, 1.5 liters, 12 ounces, 20 ounces, or even in the 3 to 5 gallon water coolers. And best of all, Le Bleu Central conveniently delivers this pure refreshment right to your home or office.
That's right. Le Bleu delivers our water coolers right here to Clearview Church every single month like clockwork. And it's not just water. Le Bleu supplies the finest gourmet coffees, teas, and hot chocolates to accommodate every preference in your office. I'm talking Green Mountain, Starbucks, Krispy Kreme, Donut Shop. So whether you're looking for the perfect brew for yourself or for your workplace, Le Bleu has got you covered.
You can visit their website today at MyLeBleu, that's MyLeBleu.com, and use promo code TODAY, that's TODAY, for a 10% discount at checkout. Every single purchase you make using that promo code helps us here at the Clearview Today Show and gets you one step closer to the purest, most refreshing water you've ever tasted.
Thank you to Le Bleu for sponsoring this episode. Now let's start the show.
Where's my Mountain Dew?
You're listening to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm Ryan Hill.
I'm John Galantis.
You can find us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Or if you have a question for Dr. Shah or a suggestion that you'd like to, for us to talk about, write in and let us know, 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. And you guys can help us keep the conversation moving forward by supporting the show. You can share it with your friends and family. Leave us a good 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify, anywhere you get your podcasting content from. Absolutely nothing less than 5 stars. We're going to leave a couple of links right there in the description so you can do just that.
John, I have a I have something I'd like to talk about on the segment.
Did I do that? Did I do that? We haven't done this one in a while. This is one of my favorite segments.
This recently came back up in my memory. No one brought it up, but I just remembered it as we're moving around and planning out where Sunday school classes are going to go.
Before you tell this is the segment of our show. This is called Did I Do That? It's where something really embarrassing or cringy happened to us, and we're going to relive it for you.
Yeah, and today that's me. So I am in our services. We each have a different role, a different function that we perform.
Right.
My role is often to deliver the announcements and kind of, you know, mop up, bring somebody to pray, and kind of close service out. So as I am explaining classes that are going to move,
right,
this is not recently, but when we were building our current sanctuary.
Okay, so this was like 2017, 2018.
Right. So Sunday school classes are shifting around, and I am referencing the class that was formerly the ladies' Sunday school class.
This happened in service?
Yes, in service, in front of everyone.
I don't remember. Okay, I can't think of what you're gonna.
I'm saying, I tell the ladies, I'm like, all right, instead of going to the old lady Sunday school class, did you hear it?
The old lady Sunday school class?
What I meant was the classroom that was formerly known as the ladies' Sunday school class.
Yeah, the ladies' Sunday school class, but that's not the old room.
But that's not the words that came out. The words that came out were the old lady Sunday school class.
This was in a service? I don't remember this.
It was in front of the entire congregation.
But I don't think nobody would take it that way.
I had multiple people come up to me and they were like, did you call us old? Are you saying that we're old ladies? And I was like, no, obviously what I meant was that this is the class that used to be your Sunday school class, but now it is going to be this. Hey, and I said, now this class is going to meet in the old ladies Sunday school class.
Right.
Uh-oh.
You said it. Uh-oh. So it's something about ladies, man. They don't like to be called
more sensitive
old,
about that.
Elderly. Let's see. What else don't they like? Old, elderly, decrepit. They don't like none of that
stuff. Well, that one's a little rough.
But I tell you what, we don't got no old people at Clearview Church.
That's true. And only more experienced.
That's right. They just, hey, look, they just older youth. Yeah. That's all it is.
You just leveled up more.
And they
that's
sure
it.
Act, and sometimes they sure act like it too.
That's true. If you've ever made a snafu like that, write in and let us know. 252-582-5028. I wonder if Dr. Shah remembers that. I'm sure he does.
I don't remember that.
Really?
Do you remember that happening, David, where he called it the old ladies classroom? I don't either.
Oh boy.
I really don't
remember that until I'm dead.
Cause number one, it was like what? 4, 5, 6 years ago. And I didn't catch it. So I didn't even know there was people really came up to you.
Oh, that multiple day, multiple people
that day or like in the days after.
Yes.
Dang.
Both.
They really didn't like that.
They didn't like that. They were not a fan of that.
What did Pastor Shaw say? He just was like, whatever.
He was like, I mean, I can see why they would take it that way, but don't worry about it. It's fine.
The old ladies class.
Write in and let us know if you've ever made a blunder like that. 252-582-5028.
I'm so sorry. I know I keep interrupting you. They let you live down, leaving out under God out of the Pledge of Allegiance, but they couldn't stand the old ladies classroom. Yeah. They didn't say nothing about that.
No.
Whatever.
Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. We'll be back after this.
Hey. Hey, you.
Me?
No, not you. You, listening to the Clearview Today Show. You're here right now because you love Christian talk radio, and I'm 100% down for that. But what if I told you that Clearview Church also produces original music?
That's right. At Clearview, we're more than just a church. We're a vibrant family where everyone is encouraged to worship God right where they are.
We wanted to make sure that your worship doesn't stop when you walk out the door on Sunday morning.
Our music is more accessible than ever. You can worship God in any situation, in the car, at home, in the gym, while cleaning your house, wherever you are, we'll be right there with you.
You can check us out on Apple Music or on Spotify, anywhere digital music is consumed. We got a few singles out right now. We have an EP out as well. And right now, at this moment, actually, we are working on our first ever full-length original album. Hopefully that's going to be out sometime this coming summer.
Clearview Worship on iTunes and Spotify is your 24/7 place for inspiration and worship. Follow us today and let God's message of hope, love, and faith be a guiding light in your life.
Amen. Let's hop back into the show.
Welcome back to Clearview Today with Dr. Abadan Shah, the daily show that engages mind and heart for the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com, or if you have any questions or suggestions for new topics, send us a text to 252-582-5028. Or you can email us at contact@clearviewtodayshow.com.
That's right. And we're back once again in the Clearview Today studio with Dr. Abadan Shah, who's a PhD in New Testament textual criticism, professor at Carolina University, author, full-time pastor, and the host of today's show. Dr. Shah, we value Sunday school so deeply
at Clearview Church. Yes,
and
we do.
We have made it our mission,
okay,
our goal, if you will, to have a Sunday school.
Nay, our creed.
Our creed in life is to have a Sunday school class available for all groups. I'm talking little kids have Sunday school class.
Yes.
Illuminate students have Sunday school class. We got Sunday school class for couples. We got Sunday schools for men's, for women's, for old ladies.
Mm. Oh, who said that?
And then regular men. You remember when?
Oh, man.
Don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. I did that.
Did you really?
I did that when I first came to this church. And this was at our annual homecoming luncheon after church.
At the luncheon.
So I was like, okay, so I'm the new pastor. I've been there for like a year and a half. So it's not like new.
Right.
I was a youth pastor for a year. Then I became the pastor. November is usually about the time, or October is the time where our church had homecoming. We don't have it anymore.
Right.
My philosophy is, if you left the church,
you're across town,
why do we need you to come back? It's not homecoming.
Right. Exactly.
I can see if you're like far away in another country or another part of the state.
Yeah,
please, let's have a homecoming. But you're like across town.
Yeah, you left in a tantrum because we got rid of the pancake breakfast. Right. You got mad.
Many of them left before I came for various reasons. Yeah. They got angry about something, or somebody here didn't act right and pushed them out. It was mutual.
Right.
But I'm like, why are we doing homecoming? And they come, but they talk about how great the church is where they are.
Yeah.
And we're going to feed them?
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Like, why are we doing that?
I'm with you, man. It's silly.
But at this luncheon, I was like, okay, so I'm going to be the good guy. So I said, hey, all right, hold on, everybody. Let's let the old people go first.
Bruh. All y'all oldies go on,
man. Which is a nice thought.
It was a nice thought. It was a good intention. I was young.
Yeah.
And they all just kind of stopped and looked at me.
It's like, what? I said, y'all could go first.
Yeah, I'm trying to let you go first.
Not everybody fussed at me because everybody didn't understand. But I remember one lady said, like, you called us old? I said, oh, yeah. I guess I shouldn't have. Huh. Well, in the future, all the senior adults will there go you, first.
That's what we like.
The seasoned saints.
That's what we like. Yeah, that's right.
Too funny.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the Clearview Current, where we cut through the chaos of today's headlines with a clear Christian perspective. We're here to keep you up to date on what's going on in the world, big or small.
Olympics. Olympics, my friend. We found a video from the Olympics that I thought would be great for the show. There's this German... You're the one that actually sent it to us, Dr.
Shah. That's right. I did. I saw it on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And usually I don't spend time looking at the stories. But once in a while, if it's sports related, I'm going to stop.
Yeah.
If it's boxing, wrestling, something sports, it'll stop. And then it's like 50 others will come up. It's like, oh, I'm going to watch this too. Oh, I'm going to watch this too. Mm-hmm. And I saw this come up of this... young lady from an athlete from Germany, mm-hmm, I think. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know what sport she is in. Anybody know what sport she's in?
I can find out while we play the video.
But anyways, and Christelite, or mm-hmm, Christelite, which is a Christian Instagram, I guess, site, mm-hmm, where they post things that Christian athletes or athletes who are Christians
speak at. She shot put.
Oh, shot put.
Shot does the shot put.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. And she's representing Germany, I think.
Very nice.
And so she was talking and she broke out into a song. And I think it's worth watching.
Yeah, let's do it.
So awesome. Here's the interview.
Yeah, I mean, is it true you sing in the gospel choir?
Yes.
What song was going through your head tonight?
After falling, I went back to my seat and I sang a song. It means I almost let go. It goes like this. I almost let go. I was quite at the edge of a breakthrough, but couldn't see it. The devil really had me, but Jesus came and grabbed me. He held me close, so I wouldn't let go. God's mercy kept me, so I wouldn't let go. So I'm here today because God kept me. I'm alive today only because of His grace. Oh, He kept me. God kept me. God's mercies kept me, so I wouldn't let go. That was the song that I was just singing.
Wow.
I love it.
That is awesome.
It was raining.
Spectacular.
It was raining and she tripped and she slipped and fell.
Oh no.
Yeah, and that was when she said when she went back to do it again, she was thinking of that, but she gave God glory. She went home with the gold.
Yeah. Oh, did she really?
I think
wow.
so. Yeah.
She won the gold?
She won her name is Yemesi. I'm butchering her name. I'm so sorry. Yemisi Ogunleye. She won a gold medal in the women's shot put at the 2024 wow. Summer Olympics in Paris.
And was she That's representing awesome. Germany?
Mm-hmm. She's Nigerian born,
but she's a German athlete.
Yep.
Wow.
Representing Germany.
Wow.
You know, the world in which we live, you know, we're seeing bad things happen and evil keeps coming, keeps mm-hmm. marching. And we wonder, is anybody going to stand up? And here's a beautiful illustration
That's
of
right.
somebody that you wouldn't expect.
Right.
Right. In this world where you say, man, the diversity has gone crazy. Mm-hmm. This wokeness has gone crazy. And then you go, wait, maybe we're speaking too quick. God is raising up people. God is raising up Gideons.
That's right.
From the least expected people who are standing up and speaking out for the living, true, triune God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Beautiful.
On God the biggest, is not done.
On the biggest platform of 2024 right now in front of
right.
everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, whatever they started out with was garbage.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But God is like, I still have a few of my people who are going to make a bigger impact.
That's right.
Don't think that I'm done. Don't think I've taken the back seat to everything that's happening. I'm still active. I'm
100%.
And I'm going to challenge and encourage young people, whether you're an athlete or you are, representing some business or yourself or an education, wherever you are. Use your life as a billboard for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You will never go wrong doing that.
That's right.
Find a way to not just brag about yourself or how good you are or how nice you look or what car you have or what job you have or what clothes you're wearing. Use that opportunity to give glory to God. God will bless you in ways you didn't imagine. Mm-hmm. That lady figured it out. That mm-hmm. young lady figured it out and she did it.
Right.
Amen.
And God's going to honor her for that in every area of life.
Amen.
That's awesome. So good. That's a wrap for today's edition of the Clearview Current. Until next time, keep your hearts lifted, your minds sharp, and your spirit joyful.
Keep your spirit joyful. Dr. Shah, today's verse of the day. We usually do this up in the intro, but we're going to move it over to our main segment. But today's verse of the day is coming to us from Mark 8:29. He said to him, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered and said to him, "You are the Christ."
Christ, the Son of the living God. That was said at Philippi, right? You've been with me.
Yes.
To
Caesarea Philippi.
Caesarea Philippi. This is in the northern part of Israel.
Yes.
I missed that place.
Don't you know. Miss it? It was so beautiful.
I want to go back. Yeah, with all this craziness happening since October 7th, 2023, I want to go back there.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's across that mountain, you know, there were temples and there were statues that were there. And in a sense, Jesus, as he's walking by, he's saying, you know, this is what they're saying about these gods and goddesses. Mm-hmm. Who do you say that I am?
Right.
Am I one of them? Am I one of your prophets? Who am I? And then Peter gave that incredible statement. And Jesus not only complimented him, but he also confirmed him, saying, flesh and blood hasn't revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right. I think it's also interesting that not very long after this, Peter denies knowing Jesus. And so a lot of people would take that to say, okay, well, look, even, you know, it's real easy to confirm that Jesus is the Christ when everything's going well. But Peter doesn't stay there. Like Peter comes back. And I love that about Peter, because he gets to his story doesn't end with the defeat or with the shame or with the humiliation of denying Christ. He gets that redemption.
Amen.
Amen. And that is always that's always encouraged me.
Speaking of encouraging, we've got some mail to read.
Oh, I think Mr. Mailbox is coming in to say it's getting ready for mail time. People been writing into the show. Thank you all so much. Here, Ryan.
Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail.
Marion H.
I gotta work on my harmony, man.
Marion H. What do you think the H stands for? The H.
Hindenburg.
Marion Hindenburg.
Hindenburg. What's the blimp? Was it Hindenburg?
Yeah.
Oh, the humanity.
Oh, dear.
Marion Hindenburg.
I've been catching up on the show. I definitely agree with Ryan and David that Jonah is absolutely not slick.
Golly, you're behind, Marion.
Anyone who gets thrown overboard and puked up by a whale is forever. hold on. She says, puked up by a whale is forever a dork.
Now, that's a prophet of God. You better be careful. That's a prophet.
Yeah, maybe don't insult him.
You can't call him a dork.
You don't want any bears coming out and mauling you.
Right. That's not historically gone well for people. One thing I've always been curious about is how people say Jonah is a type of Christ, meaning he points to the truth of Jesus. But there are tons of things in the Old Testament that point to Jesus. In fact, doesn't everything in the Old Testament point to Jesus? What does it mean for something to be a type of Christ?
In a sense, everything is about Jesus. Old, New Testament, it's all about Jesus. Having said that, when you get a little bit closer, you need to study each of these types in their proper context. So we believe in types in the Bible. There are people all over in the theological spectrum who believe in types, but sometimes they carry that too far. Too far in the sense of they will even make Israel a type. Mm. Where it ceases to be a people. Mm-hmm. And with that, the prophecies that were given to Israel also cease to be.
So is that a type? If something just points to Jesus, is that automatically a type of Christ?
Yes, okay. Yes. But keep in mind that when it comes to Israel, it's more than just a type. It's a people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're referring to the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're referring to the promises that were very specifically given to Abraham,
right?
The land promises. And those promises were given unilaterally when God put him to sleep. Remember that? Mm-hmm. You know, he had this, he cut up these animals, laid them, you know, side by side with a path in between. And, you know, he spend his time just all day just shooing away the birds, and finally he fell asleep. And this burning lamp passes through between those animals that were cut in pieces. Mm-hmm. And Abraham is asleep. He is, in a sense, dead. You know, when you sleep, you're dead.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Practically, I mean, you're just dead.
Yeah.
Abraham was dead mm-hmm. when God made that promise to him, dead sleep.
Yeah.
And that was to make a statement. The statement was this: Abraham, this is a covenant I am making with you. Mm. You are not making this covenant with me. I am making this covenant with you, which means it does not hinge on your or your descendants' obedience or disobedience.
Right.
Now, if that was the only instance of God making a land promise to Israel mm-hmm. or to Abraham and his descendants, I would say, okay, well, let's just study. No, it comes back again and again. Mm-hmm. And then if you read the book of Ezekiel and all that, I mean, there's a lot of things that are said were meant only for Israel. So when you study types, the big, big, big thing to watch for is that you don't convert those types into Israel into those kind of types. Mm. Because at that point, you're messing with another principle, which is promises made to Israel will be fulfilled in God's timing. Mm-hmm. Even if it doesn't seem like us today, even if it seems like there's no way, it's over. They messed up, or they were scattered, or they're back, but it's not all of them. It doesn't matter. God is going to fulfill those promises.
Mm-hmm. Is this a doctrine, or is this just like a scholarly subject when it comes to types and typology?
It is a scholarly subject, but it impacts some very important doctrine.
So like if someone says Jonah in his going down in the whale, like Marion going down in the whale, coming back up, being resurrected, that's a type of Christ. No problem there.
Right.
But when people take that same logic and apply it to Israel as a whole, is Israel the only kind of snagging point, or is it, are there other things where it's like, well, yes, that points to Jesus, but I wouldn't call it a type?
Yeah, I would say Israel is the big one.
I got you.
Mm-hmm. Israel is probably the only one. Mm. Yeah, because everything else you can say, okay, that represents a deliverer. Like mm-hmm. Ehud and Eglon's story. Mm-hmm. Remember, he went and took Judges, that knife yeah. and plunged it into his belly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So Ehud is a deliverer. He is like a Messiah. He's a type of Christ. Mm-hmm. Him plunging the knife into the belly and the person dies. You know, if you read 1 Corinthians 15, it talks about death is swallowed up in victory. I mean, there's a lot of, in a sense, it was swallowed imagery. Up. You can yeah. even yeah. see the point of entry. When right. you swallow something, can you see that thing hanging out? I mean, no. if it is, then
you didn't swallow it.
You didn't swallow it.
Way too long.
Yeah. Really? Death is swallowed up in victory. So right. a lot of things are happening there.
Yeah.
But Israel, there's some very specific promises given to them. There was no promise given to Ehud. I mean, yeah. other than God's with you.
yeah.
There was no like, Ehud, after this, you're going to have this land.
Yeah.
No, mm. it was just a promise.
Right.
Just a type. And Jesus fulfilled that type. Mm-hmm. So Israel is the big sticking point. We call the doctrine of supersessionism, mm-hmm. where people believe that the church has superseded Christ, Israel. Mm. And Israel is no longer there.
The promises that God made to Israel won't actually be for ethnic Israel, ethnic Jewish people, but it will be for the church, Christians. Right. That's what they'll say.
Mm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. They will also say something like, the church is Israel and Israel is a church.
The church is Israel.
In the Old Testament.
Okay. In the Old Testament, the church is Israel, or Israel is the church.
Right.
Gotcha.
Israel functions as the church, or Israel is like the church of Christ,
right,
the church of Jesus Christ.
Right, Jesus Christ, yeah.
So they're saying, okay, the church hasn't, are they trying to get around that? Like saying the church hasn't replaced Israel, they're one and the same.
The church hasn't, no, I mean, it's one and the same.
Okay.
There's no replacement happening here.
Okay.
We just now figured out, oh, that's the church.
But you disagree, we would disagree with that. It's not.
100%.
Israel and the church are two distinct.
Absolutely.
Thanks. Right.
Absolutely. They have different starting points mm-hmm. and they'll have different endpoints. Mm. Mm. Israel's starting point was with Abraham. Mm-hmm. Church's starting point is on the day of Pentecost. Mm-hmm. Israel's endpoint will be beyond the church. It's going to be in the end of times when God will fulfill his promises to his people and through his people. Church's endpoint is somewhere about the tribulation. Mm-hmm. Whether we go through the tribulation or we go before the tribulation, that's the big question about the pre-post-tribulation or mid-tribulation views.
Right.
But different starting points, different ending points.
So that's a good point. We've talked about this off mic, but there are passages that are explicit in Revelation that talk about Israel and the tribes and what God is going to do with them. People who hold to the view that the church has either replaced Israel or the church is just kind of the Israel in this phase. What is their answer to that? How do they how do they handle those passages?
Like if there's 144 and there's 12,000 from each tribe of Israel, then Israel is not out of the picture yet, right? Like because that's not going to come from someone like me or
and
someone.
And different names of those tribes are mentioned. So it was if it was just like Jewish people, I would say okay, maybe they've been replaced, but very specifically the names of those ancient tribes are mentioned again.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so we have to then go, even if my understanding today and science today may not have come to the point where those other tribes can be identified, I may have to wait till science gets to that point. Or maybe it is already. We just haven't seen that research available to everyday people. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm going to wait on that. But reading the book of Revelation, those 144,000, 12 from each tribe, the tribes are mentioned by name. If you want to find that passage, maybe a great one to read here. Yeah.
That's Revelation 7. And it starts, we start talking about the 144,000 in verse 4. It said, then I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000 from all the tribes of Israel. From the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000, on and on and on. Naphtali, Manasseh, Simeon, Levi, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin.
Yeah.
12,000 from each.
Yeah. So how do you now deal with this?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's very specific language.
Spiritualize that. That's what people do.
Yeah.
They spiritualize it or they make it some kind of allegory. Types are not allegory. Then a lot of your rules sort of have to become subjective. So I'm going to have a real literal interpretation here, but here I'm going to make it a type. Mm-hmm. Here I'm not going to make it a type because then it impacts my theology. So I'm going to, okay, then if you do that, then make up your own rules. Just don't expect other people who have some sense to follow that.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Is there any gain to the church replacing Israel? Is there any gain to saying that the church want Israel, other than putting down the Jewish people, is there any gain to saying, hey, the church has replaced Israel, Israel's out of the picture, grace is just for, God's grace and plan is just for us?
Some of the problems dealing with the prophecies are gone. I mean, there's so many prophecies sitting there in the Old Testament related to the land, which line up with the prophecies in the New Testament related to the land. If you believe that Israel was just the church and the church has superseded, is Israel, and the prophecies and the promises given to Israel were really spiritual in nature for the church, then all those problems are gone, just like that.
So it's like an easy out.
Very easy out.
So it's not really, it's not solving those problems. It's just sort of like
renaming them. Yeah. They're not problems anymore.
Gotcha.
It's like my trash. I'm not going to call it trash anymore. I'm going to call it my treasure chest.
Oh.
Okay. So now I don't have to take it out. I don't have to deal with it.
I shouldn't take it out.
Yeah, it's a treasure chest.
Okay.
It seems, I don't know if this is going too far, and if it is, stop me, but it seems kind of lazy.
I would say so. I mean, of course, it's some of my friends may not agree with me on that, but I think it has an anti-Semitic sort of flavor to it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it seems, I mean, it just seems blatantly anti-Semitic if you're just saying you're that you're not God's people. You were, but you blew it. Now I'm God's people.
I don't think we can say
and
that.
And I don't think there's any place. I don't think there's any place for the Jewish people in God's kingdom. I don't know how. Yeah. I don't know how to make that not anti-Semitic.
Yeah. So Ryan is right. I mean, it's laziness because now you have to do the hard work. The hard work is now how do I explain the land promises? Mm-hmm. Now becomes the hard work of how do I then explain what is spiritual and what is literal, you know, the spiritual promises versus the actual literal land promises. And I have to explain that. Mm-hmm. I have to explain why Israel is being disobedient. And if that is being disobedient, then there are passages that almost seem like, oh, then it's no longer theirs. I am the one.
It also, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No.
But it also seems like it paints God in a very inconsistent light. Because God, who knew from the very beginning that Israel would blow it, but yet there's an entire, I would say like 75% of the Bible is just God saying, this is my chosen people. I love you. I have a plan for you.
I mean, Jesus himself said it, you know? I mean, he began the whole ministry because I've come to the house of Israel.
It feels like the logical conclusion there is either God is wrong or a liar.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm not comfortable with either one of those solutions.
Both are neither's not good.
So yes, you're right. 100% Ryan, that it's laziness as well. Mm-hmm. I think laziness is a huge part because I can just say it's my treasure chest.
Yeah.
Then I don't have to get up, bag up that trash, pick up all the loose trash that's fallen on the floor, clean it up, mop it up, and now put it back together and take it out, put a new trash bag in. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's just my special. This is my collection now.
This is my collection.
Yeah.
Call it whatever you want to.
Yeah.
Trash is still there.
So good. So helpful for us. Marion, thank you for writing in with that question. Really appreciate that. If you guys enjoyed today's episode, write in and let us know. If you have other questions you'd like answered on the show, 252-582-5028. Or you can visit us online at clearviewtodayshow.com. Don't forget, you can partner with us financially on that same website. Be a part of what God is doing through the Clearview Today Show to reach the nations with the gospel of Jesus. Lots of great content coming your way. Make sure you guys tune in. We love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Clearview Today.